Hello and welcome to Shield Bash, where we play Pathfinder Serpent Skull. I am Britt, your GM, and to my right,
Mark playing Artemis Quinfrig, Knife Master Rogue.
Neil playing Jarwin Triat, the Human Flame Dancer Bard.
Will playing Nath Vindicar, the Pack Mule.
Hey, it's Tim. Play Bajison.
Quit running by the microphone.
Sit down.
I'm fat. Gotta lose weight.
Curtis playing the green, but not green with envy, Ronan.
Is he green? It's not easy.
He's also green. Quite green with envy since he keeps trying to watch people bang.
And Peter playing meta.
Hey, you got it right. Woo, two in a row.
Good
job. Oh, sorry, three in a row. This is episode three.
Actually, he hasn't messed it up in a while. We just keep giving him a hard time about it.
Yeah.
Lots of trouble. Lots of trouble. So this is what, 34?
Yes. Yeah.
Ish? Yes. How you guys doing? Long time no see. Yeah.
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
That's what I'm here for. Benevolent GM.
I'm sticking with sanguine.
Belligerent.
Sanguine.
Belligerent. The belligerent. Belligerently GM. Boozy GM.
That comes later.
That's what she said.
We don't have a lot of time for later.
So, we had, at the end of last episode, after you handily defeated the Chupacabra, a game plan.
We are ready to execute that plan.
Ooh.
And the executing the plan is executing the cannibals.
Ah. Dun, 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 dun,
yeah.
Dun,
dun. And you were going to do that in a somewhat covert manner, if I recall.
Hopefully.
No, the plan has changed. We're going to run in screaming.
Yeah?
Naked.
Yeah.
On fire?
Nah, it's fine with that.
That'd be even better.
Just Jarwin.
Yeah, just me on fire. No one else.
We're going to use the skinned chupacabra and wrap it around somebody and let them just go running in.
Honestly,
if I only had a Holocaust cloak, it'd be something to work with.
That's not a terrible plan. If you want to try to wear it like a suit, it's almost like you got a super suit.
Like a T-Rex?
Well,
like a T-Rex dinosaur
suit? Claws and teeth now.
I'm already dressed like a dead
pirate
captain.
Hooker?
So. No, a dead captain.
Oh, okay.
Are you still wearing the tattered cloak and whatnot?
Coat and hat, yes. Yeah. I see no reason not to. They don't get in the way.
Yeah.
It's very fetching.
Thank you. I also think you're very fetching.
Aw.
That was awkward. Fetch me some soup.
That's as close as you're getting to a couple.
No soup for you.
You come back 1 year.
Well, having said all of that, position yourselves on our fabulous battle
Jason,
map.
Place us by whichever V hut is
V-9-10
first.
V-9-10 over there?
No.
Just put Nath in the middle of the lighthouse.
Why did Jarwin get thrown and everybody else got placed gently? Because
he's a wussy.
How far in can we get before we have to start rolling checks?
That's what we all want to know.
Isn't that the question, though?
Yeah, that's why I fucking asked it.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it was the question. It was even presented.
Yeah,
it is, was, okay, and
so you're
has
going
been.
In, okay, so as stated previously, you're going in through the foliage.
Yes, from this general direction.
Which would be...
Which building are we going to first?
V9.
So, I got a couple things before we get ready. I wanted to put Bless on our party.
Okay, how long does Bless last?
One minute per level.
Okay. And you're fourth, so 4 minutes?
Okay. No, I'm pretty sure it's just 1 minute.
It says 1 minute per level.
Okay, I'm
wrong. It is 1 minute per level.
I stand corrected.
I am checking to see who has a magic weapon.
I believe Tame is the only one.
Oh, I do. Oh, wait. Okay, so I would like to put magic weapon on your weapon.
On my dagger?
Yeah, that gives you a +1/+1.
Excellent.
Actually, I was tapping you because you technically have a magic weapon.
Do I?
Yeah, you're a monk.
Your fists count as magic as long as you have at least one key point.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Probably magic weapon on my bow as well.
Doesn't that require a certain level?
Four.
Three.
Is it three?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm wrong.
And then Jarwin starts the dance, magic dance.
As soon as we start going in, yes.
Dance.
Come here, flames. I'm dancing.
Prefer the, hey, Tonto, hop on it. Hop on it. Hop on it.
Jump on it. Jump on it.
You're going way back there, bro.
Ever since I saw the movie Dodgeball,
that
song is just hilarious.
Dun, 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 dun.
Hey, Tonto,
Get on it.
Every day that passes, I have more and more respect for Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, he's pretty great.
He plays Dungeons and Dragons with Joe Manganiello.
Yes, does he really?
Yep.
At his house, yeah.
Well, yep. Here's another day passed. I even more respect.
He's a pretty level-headed dude from everything I've heard about him.
Yeah, okay.
That's not very common in Hollywood.
No, not at all.
Come play.
Yeah, come play with us.
When I go, Vince,
come on.
To that spot, or I would.
Whoever.
I'm on top.
Oh, you're going up. I see. So, Ronan, you're in a tree, and you're hovering above this stuff?
That's the way it looks. That or on the roof.
Okay, there is no roof here.
So V9
you're already at the building.
It's like a fenced enclosure.
And it's definitely not on fire, and we don't have to let the motherfucker burn.
Oh, so V9 is not a building. It's just a fence?
What you see is an enclosure made from wood and bamboo.
Also, why the fuck are you up there?
Yeah.
I thought I was on top of a building.
No, why are you even at the fucking building without the rest of us?
didn't we cover this earlier, how Ronan just kind of always
likes
does
to go
what
on by himself?
The rest of us are still trying to establish how far in we can get before we have to roll checks, and you're already at the building.
Apparently
that's
that
a good
far.
Way to die.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not against Ronan dying, but, you know, it could hinder our success, and I'm against that.
Remember, Ronan, the last time you ran off through the woods by yourself, you almost got your blood sucked by a chupacabra, and we had to kill it.
We would have killed it anyway, but, you know.
Good times.
Don't tell him that. Make it think he's special.
All right. But, no, yeah, Ronan, I'm going to say if you are there currently, you do see that it's an enclosure made from scraps of wood and bamboo tied together with all kinds of rope and whatnot. And inside, you see skeletons.
Super. Everybody got your clothes?
The skeletons, are they doing anything, or are they just in there? Are they walking around?
They're dancing to the music.
they're imitating Jarwin on the other side of the fence.
I want to feel the heat with somebody. Hey, I want to dance with somebody. With somebody who's also undead.
Currently, they are stationary.
I share this information with the party.
Did you ever give me a stealth roll?
Not yet, but gladly.
Get on it, man.
Bum, 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 bum,
it better be good. Bum.
That's a 15.
15?
15.
Really? Let me see if I have any negatives on these skeletons here.
Well, they are skeletons.
They don't have ears.
That's perplexing.
They have the holes, just no ears. Yeah,
they have the ear hole, just no flesh ear.
Right.
So can they hear better because they don't have an ear in the way?
No. We are actually, according to this map, we're in V9.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that would make all the difference in the world right there.
Yay.
God damn. Okay. Oh, yeah, that's why they call that one the skeleton pen, because there's skeletons in it.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Got it. Okay, yeah, I remember that now.
I believe our quote for this is, Adoy!
Adoy!
I thought that was last episode.
It's made a reoccurrence.
Yeah, 30 minutes ago.
If it's applicable, it's applicable.
Right, so that is what you see. And Ronan was not very successful on his stealth check, sadly. First time for everything. So what happens is they start to rattle their broken scimitars and raise a ruckus. Anyone who attacks is going... Can't tell you all that.
Well, you can.
I'm not gonna.
Just probably shouldn't.
Uh-huh. So they know you are there, sir. A frog! Look out! Everybody on alert. Full initiative.
Oh.
I suck again.
While he's doing notes, have you guys seen the new trailer out for Morbius?
Yes.
For what?
Nope.
Morbius? The Living Vampire?
No.
No. Nope. Not even familiar with that. That
looks freaking awesome.
I don't have TV.
Yep. Yeah, you do. Shut up.
Regardless.
You do.
You could actually find it on YouTube or Vudu or YouTube.
I wouldn't see like a random commercial of it because I don't really see commercials or ads.
I went and looked for this because I wanted to see the trailer because I was excited.
Cool. So I'm just saying I haven't heard of it is what I'm saying.
Are you familiar with the character?
Yes.
Yeah. It's because you block all commercials.
Damn fucking straight I do.
Well, so there's exciting bits of this. Is one, there's two major, in my mind, exciting bits. One is one of the scenes where Jared Leto's walking through an alley. There's a poster plastered to one of the walls of Spider-Man with the words murderer stripped across it.
Awesome.
And Michael Keaton is in at the end of it.
Oh, that's cool.
So, even though it's being done by Sony, because they own the rights to the character, they're apparently working it all into the MCU.
Interesting.
That's
and
pretty cool.
And it has already been confirmed, too, that Tom Holland will be in Venom 2 as Spider-Man.
Tom Hardy.
No,
oh, Tom Holland. Spider-Man, okay.
Yes.
Who's that?
Meta, what'd you get?
He's the new kid, Spider-Man, that was in Avengers and all that.
Oh, I didn't
Meta
know
that.
Meta got 20. Know his name.
Meta got 20.
Charwin?
12.
Ooh. Big change. Nath?
20.
What's your mod? 3? Okay, so Nath before 10.
6.
Nice. Roland
rocks, guys. All right. Ronan?
17.
Oof. Artemis?
13.
Oof. All right, give me a second. Chat away.
Out of curiosity, Nath, do you have dark vision?
No.
And there's no light out here, correct, GM?
Did you go in the morning? I thought that was the plan.
No, we were going at night.
Oh, you're going at night.
Yeah. It's like 2 in the morning.
Yeah, so it is the morning.
It's so technically, yeah.
But it's like 2 o'clock.
How's the moon?
Darkish.
How's the moon?
Yeah.
Nath might want to delay to start this off.
Okay.
Just a suggestion.
Have you guys, do you all use Netflix?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Have any of you seen the new Dracula that just popped up?
I have not seen that yet.
I haven't watched it yet, but I want to add it to my list to watch later.
It is surprisingly different than your normal Dracula film.
You guys watch Castlevania, the animated series yet?
Yes. I started it, but I could not
watch it at all.
It's awesome.
Jarwin, what's your mod?
Foe.
And Ronan, what's your mod?
7.
Okay, Ronan before Jarwin.
The one I really want to see is The Irishman. I just haven't found the time to.
It's really good.
Apparently it's like 3 hours long.
It's really good.
Yeah, no, I've heard. It's not that I don't want to watch it. It's just, when do I have 3 hours to sit and watch a movie?
Try at work.
I would never do anything not work-related at work.
Yeah, I know. Me neither.
Shh, don't tell.
I will.
Ow.
Cut that part out.
I will.
Okay, I think I got this figured out. So you, Ronan, notice that the skeletons have noticed your presence. They start rattling around, whereas before they were simply stationary, standing guard, so to speak. In top of the round one, Nath.
Nath is going to delay.
Nath will delay. Let me know when you want to come back. It would be Meta's turn now. Golf announcer voice.
Meta moves 10 feet closer to the rattling skeletons, points her finger and says, "By Apsu's light, show us the way." And the one there in the middle starts glowing like a candle and takes -2 to its perception and attack rolls.
Nath would like to come back in after Meta.
Nath is coming back in after Meta.
And for the record, for lighting conditions, that means the entire pen is lit up for you people without dark vision.
Brighter than a Christmas tree.
And the skeleton that is lit up cannot be the effect of invisibility or concealment at all.
So the one in the middle there with the axe. Gotcha. And that would make it Nath's turn.
All right. So is the distance we're off the map here the actual distance we are intending to travel before getting there?
Sure.
Good. And the green is difficult terrain, correct?
Correct. Then you have a partition roughly, I want to say 10 foot tall, but I want to make sure. Oh, no, it's 5 feet. 5 feet tall.
Is it a solid piece of wood, or is
negatory.
It?
Negatory. As I said before, wood and bamboo strung together with rope.
So there's gaps.
But it is a DC 10 climb check.
Let me ask you this. Can I throw a javelin through it?
I would not say through it, but you could arc it and throw over. It's only 5 foot.
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah. All right, I'm going to...
Give it a shot.
Yeah,
with
throw.
Piercing damage.
One of my last two javelins skeletons. One right in front of me.
If these guys are an indication of what we fought in the past, there'll be more javelins here you can get.
That's what I'm thinking. I wasn't really worried about it. That's a 12 to hit.
Negatory, sir.
Bye-bye, javelin.
Swing and a miss. All right. Meta had her turn. Nath had her turn. Her turn. Ronan.
Sorry, Ronan Nath. Does this kind of an interesting gesture with his hands while holding his holy symbol.
Waggle, waggle, waggle.
He has a ray of light shootout.
Oof.
And I have a 13 against their touch.
13 touch. That's going to be a hit.
Which target?
The one that's not glowing.
Well, there's three that are glowing.
There are three of those.
I'll take the pygmy one's not glowing, correct?
Yes.
Correct.
Let's shoot him.
Green base getting shot. What kind of damage is this?
It's 3 points of damage. It's disrupt undead.
Disrupt. Okay. Cool.
So it is going to bypass DR.
Yeah, it will definitely do all that, yeah. Copy that. That will make it Jarwin's turn.
Jarwin will begin bardic performance. And then he is going to walk towards the light. Difficult terrain, right?
Go, yes.
Go towards the light, Carolyn.
That's as far as I can move.
15 feet.
Yep.
And that will bring us to Artemis.
Well, seeing as people are already going towards that area, I'm going to look towards the hut that is adjacent to us, right next to us, and I'm going to watch for people coming, like live people coming towards a skeletal pin raised by the ruckus.
So do you mean this one I'm highlighting with my laser or trying to?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to use the right end of the laser pointer. This one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll, so you're gonna keep your eye on that?
All right. I'm going to move forward like up by Jarwin there. So roughly 15 feet to the edge of the bush.
Go ahead and do it.
And I will be ready to put an arrow in someone if I see them step into the light area.
Okay. So where you're standing is still... No, actually, that is a path. You're just standing on the edge of difficult terrain.
I'm just inside the green in the dock.
Gotcha.
Hidden, hopefully.
So you're waiting for passersby, more or less.
Yep, I'm covering those guys.
Okay. Copy that. So do you have, just for the record, a prepared action going off?
Yes, I have a arrow knocked, and I'm ready to let fly.
Excellent. Okay. Tam.
Yes, Tam is going to double move out of the forest onto the small path, and as she goes, she will draw a club into her offhand. Already has the short sword out, and she's stopping next to what appears to be some sort of gate.
The gate to the pen, yes.
Yes. Is it? I know I can't do anything with it this turn, but is it secured in any way, or is it just kind of there?
Picture, if you will, a bamboo gate strung together tightly with rope, and then at the very top of the left end of it, there is a loop of rope that attaches to more bamboo. If you release that, lift up on that rope, it will bring it free. Nothing too fancy around here. All right, that would be my turn. All right, Batty 1 will approach. I believe this fig is...
Nath.
Ah, very good, Nath. He's going to attempt to climb over the partition. Let's see what happens.
Not a good this gate is doing, or this enclosure is doing them.
Okay, he is climbing over. Does he get an attack of opportunity when that happens?
Nath does, yeah.
Because he's right there, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So, take it.
Lovely.
Punch him in the head.
Can I stunning strike as a attack of opportunity?
Technically, yes, but you shouldn't.
Yeah,
I was just wondering.
Don't delete.
That's a natural 20.
All right. I think that'll be a hit, yeah.
Yes.
Confirm it.
Let's see about the confirm here.
Go ahead, I dare you.
Another natural 20.
What the what?
Wow. That's quadruple damage, right?
Take that card.
Do I just keep going and stacking damage?
Yes.
Exploding dice.
Devastating criticals.
Jason, was that really? 220s?
Yeah.
I watched it.
Wow. I think I have to do bludgeoning.
Yep.
Yeah, you didn't announce a stance, and you wanted to do bludgeoning anyway.
Yeah.
It's your best bet anyway, yeah.
It's normal damage and one con damage. Target loses bite, gains a 20% spell failure chance for verbal spells. My teeth.
That's worthless.
Not a good one against skeletons.
But do you get double damage anyway?
No, normal damage.
Shit. All right.
Sometimes it happens.
Make it count, damn it.
The card giveth, the card taketh away.
8 points bludgeoning damage.
8 points bludgeoning. He's looking pretty rough.
By the way, my deal that lights him up only lasts two rounds.
Two rounds.
Good to know.
Definitely good to know. All right.
Each cast.
8 points.
How many times do you cast out a day? Is that your
That's a good hit.
Wandering spirit ability? That's cool.
Meta. Is he just climbing over?
He was. You kind of stopped him.
What about the other skeletons?
I didn't know that.
I guess I get to keep going with the rest of my guys, don't I? All right.
You don't have to.
I mean, if they just all want to give up, the whole camp can commit seppuku.
Okay, that one will
go. That'd be hard for a skeleton to do.
That one will move 5 foot towards the gate that Tam is at and prepare an action because I don't think he's intelligent enough to open the gate. But once the gate is open, stuff will happen.
So it's not intelligent enough to climb, but it's intelligent enough to prepare?
Yeah, ish. That one will move 2 squares, 10 feet, to get closer to the gate and start to climb. Yeah, he can do that, because that's only 2 squares, right? He can roll it. Hang on.
Is climbing part of a move or as a move action?
It doesn't matter at this point.
It will matter for my turn.
Oh. Well, what are the rules on that, fellers?
It's just like moving, basically.
Okay, it's move action.
Yeah. No, I think it can. I think you can, as part of a move, but it just slows down your movement speed quite
a quarter,
bit.
A quarter, yeah.
Okay.
So, like, if you move 10 feet and you've got a 30-foot movement, you could essentially climb 5 feet.
That makes sense to me, yeah. Okay, that guy's moved another 10. He's going to try and climb and do the same thing his feller did. Hang on. And he fails, so he stays right where he's at. Now it can be Meta's turn.
Meta, did you tell anyone about this ability and how long it lasts and all that kind of stuff?
And the effect that I said I could light people up, that's about all I told people.
Okay.
So.
And that's the one right there.
Meta is going to move towards the fence and try to get on top of it.
Straddle the fence, will you?
She does not.
Okay.
You said there are gaps in this fence. It's not a solid wall.
It's a roughly put together fence, but we're talking a matter of inches, not feet.
All I need is a little bit.
It's also only 5 feet tall, so you can probably see over it.
Yeah. I am more concerned about channel, which is blocked by walls.
Ah. Oh. Yeah, I was going to say, if you're going to do your gross skin thing, that's, another thing. But
so,
GM. I don't see a problem with channeling with this fence. Go ahead.
All right. Then Meta will channel to damage undead.
Cool. Do it. Do it now.
Cool.
Well, they get a will save.
Okay.
Those that make the DC of 15 take 4. Those that fail take 8 positive energy.
Okay. It's not looking good for my skeletons. Okay. They're looking rough, but they're all still standing still. Yeah. Still standing.
All right.
Okay. That makes it Nath's turn.
They are still the one is still illuminated this round.
Until the end of the round, right?
Pretty much until my turn starts.
Okay.
They're all still standing. Better than they ever been.
Like a true survivor.
So I need, if I move at quarter speed while climbing, I still need 20 feet to get over this then?
Well, it's 10 feet high, so...
I thought it was five feet.
Oh, God.
It is 5 foot tall.
Sorry.
Yeah. You're right.
It's a corral.
I literally can't move anywhere and still climb this fence, so is this enough space over here to get in? Push him out
of the
way?
There is a square.
There is like a partial square
I'd
there.
Let you do it, but you would definitely get an attack of opportunity against you.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about that. So Nath is going to go into snake stance and attempt to climb over into the soul square next to him.
Slither over.
Slithering.
Snake stance.
Because he is not effective out here.
Let me see how you did that. Snake. Okay, so just one of attack of opportunity against you, right?
You
probably
could
two.
Yeah, you could say two because
if not three.
I would say two.
And on her turn, Tam's just going to open the door.
How's a 20 hit you?
Let me find out.
Because your snake stance and all that good fun stuff?
Yeah, 20 does not hit. You'd need to beat 25. So as that one goes to strike him, he takes his hand and kind of like slaps the arm backwards.
So it's kind of like a parry kind of deal, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Bruce Lee
style. He'd say he targets the joints, but I'm pretty sure there's not much to target anymore in terms of muscular structure.
I'm not sure there's much else to target besides the joints.
I'm not sure I have much of a chance of hitting you at all.
Nope. Well, I can only do that once, so.
Once per round.
Yeah, I still didn't hit you, I guarantee.
Just making sure.
Copy that. So, Nath successfully climbs into this pen. Did you have anything else?
Yeah, strike the one that is standing adjacent to him at this point.
Right, go ahead.
The non-glowing version.
Go ahead and waste a 20 for me, will you?
No, but how does a 20 non-natural sound?
Yeah, that'll hit.
Yeah, max on the damage, which goes to 10 bludgeoning damage.
Beyond undead again.
Yay.
He's down.
It's re-dead.
Dead again.
The sequel.
Right. So, that.
He's back. He's back up.
He's like a weeble. That would make it Ronan's turn.
15 on a ranged touch.
Ranged touch? 15's going to hit? What are you doing?
4 points of damage with Disrupt Undead.
Four. On which one?
The same one I attacked last time, the little guy.
Yes, that will make him undead again.
Redead.
Redead.
Redead? Redead, Fred? Dunzo. That's what I'm going to call it. All right. Good shot. Anything else for Ronan?
That'll do.
Ronan. Okay. Jarwin.
I'm going to ask Artemis.
Yes.
And be like, hey, do you still got that ever-burning torch?
I do.
Can I commandeer that?
It's right here in the side of my backpack on the side pocket.
Okay, so my full round is going to be that and retrieving the torch from his pouch, back pocket.
Copy that. Artemis.
Is there still... You had one that was getting over the fence. Is he still on top of the fence? Or did he kill that one already?
None of them successfully made it over the fence.
I did have one, actually. I believe it was that feller.
Okay, that's perfect. I don't see anyone coming down either one of the paths yet, right?
Negatory.
I'm going to put an arrow into the head of that one on the fence.
Okay, you can surely try.
Yeah, I think a 23 will do that. 3 points. 4 points.
4 points, and that is
piercing.
Piercing, yeah.
So one non-lethal.
Right. So still standing.
And let's see, since Jarwin, I'm thinking, since he took the ever-burning torch, is going to light himself up, I would like to move...
That's kind of his thing, right?
I would like to move that way about, say, 20 feet.
So you mean west?
Yep.
Oh, you mean south?
Around that end, okay. So I can see down that way.
Heading down the path a little bit.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Looking towards V10 and 11.
Correct.
Yes.
I don't want someone to sneak up on us while we're sneaking up on them.
That's a good rogue for you there. Yeah. You got to pick a square, though, bro. I know. I got the height advantage. There you go. That's fine.
It's sometimes hard to see through the plexi.
It is.
At the angle we're sitting.
And I'm low riding, so.
Oh, my friends. Tam?
Well, not to metagame.
Yes.
So Tam does not know this thing as a prepared action, so she's going to use her move action to open the gate.
Okay. And that thing will attempt an attack of it would not be an attack of opportunity, regular attack.
Correct.
Right. Wish him luck, because he needs it.
Roll a one. Roll a one.
Come on, Tam. Wish him luck. Be a good sport.
Roll a one.
We are. Bad luck.
I don't need to. Bad luck. My AC is not Nat's AC.
Would you believe 16?
16 hits.
For real?
Again.
I'm amazed.
I have no idea why.
I know. It's me. That's why. Kind of damage was a broken cemetery? D6?
Probably D4 D6. Minus 1.
How is your...
I'm serious. It's probably a D4
minus
1.
D4
minus
broken 1? Broken cemetery?
Yeah. So for me, that's a D6.
Yeah. A rogue.
Without any minuses. So that's a 2.
Light armor.
Well, yeah, but still.
2 damage.
16 seems kind of low.
Again, you guys should know better. We haven't had any magical loot stuff.
Right, but...
I have
Well... Okay, not a whole lot in the way of armor.
The point is, I have a 16 dex, and I have starting armor.
Yep.
So, guess what?
Right.
I mean, I've got a 20, so I mean...
I got a 19.
Yeah, you came in with third level gear, too.
Right.
So...
Alright.
I've got medium armor and a shield, and I'm only one above Tam.
I mean, I just have a chain shirt on and a buckler, and I'm 19.
Alright. This guy in the middle is going attempt to climb over.
Because it's not his turn.
It's my turn.
I thought you were done.
No, I opened the gate. And You're right.
Carry on. I got to try. I'm working with skeletons over here.
22 to hit it with my club.
Yeah, which one? The one directly opposite you on the other side of the gate that tried to hit you?
Yes, the only one that I can't hit.
Don't roll a one.
7 damage.
Done.
Yay.
Done. Anything else?
Yes, I'm on a 5 foot step.
You going to cuss the GM?
No. Yeah. I feel more like cussing the other players because everybody's like, oh, I don't understand why your AC hasn't changed in four levels.
I was just surprised is all.
You shouldn't be. Like, you well, know the game enough to know how the game functions.
But he had a chain shirt in his pack. Is that not better than what you're wearing?
I was never told that there was a chain shirt available, and right now you need it more.
Right.
Don't worry. We weren't armor shaming.
When we get my equipment back, I also had a chain shirt. You can have it.
Okay.
If. Now that that's solved in the middle of combat.
So, my mistake. I honestly thought your AC was a little higher than that.
Glowy skeleton, what do you do?
That's not even the one that's glowing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it's the only one left.
That's the
only
one left. That's the glowing one.
The green base was the one that was glowing.
No, the green base was not the one that was glowing.
It was the one with the X.
Yes, it was.
Because
I was keeping track.
I pointedly said that I attacked the one next to the one that's glowing with the green base, the little one.
You're right, because you said the one with the axe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, you're probably right. Yeah, I do recall saying that. Okay, I wanted it to be the green base because it would be easier to mark.
That would have
the only one that's a bit different.
To be fair, it could still be the green base if you want.
Swap them out, goddammit.
It doesn't matter to me.
Do it. Do it now. Thank you, Jason.
It's done.
I have spoken.
Okay.
I was about to say that, damn it.
This is the way. So, he's the only one left, and sadly, he fights to the death.
He's a very noble skeleton.
To the re-death.
He's about to get sandwiched in between Cam and
Nath. He likes the one in the corner.
Which one?
I think that's Artemis.
That's not Nath.
No, it's definitely not him.
Oh, goddamn it, Nath. Bring your goddamn fig next time, will you?
Sorry. We're so used to seeing those flowing locks.
Yeah, it's kind of got flowing locks. It's just hidden under the
cloak.
It's a charge.
It's a charge.
It's a miss. So you get -2 to my AC next attack. But it's Meta's turn.
So, some things. First and foremost, it winks out. It is no longer glowing. Those of you who can't see it dark, can't see again.
I have the ever-burning torch.
Second.
What's the range on ever-burning? 30?
You have to light it first.
Yeah, though. I know. I'm just saying that.
Meta is spitting icicles at it.
Icicles. Also, does Meta have dark vision?
That is a 17 versus touch.
17 touch? That will hit. Don't roll the one.
2 cold damage.
Okay, so 0 because they're immune to cold.
No, we don't know that.
I know.
Is this particular skeleton immune to cold? Because not all skeletons are.
I know.
What's Meta here for a minute? Not Meta, the
meta,
character.
Meta.
But M-E-T-A. G-A-M-E. Robo Bones.
What?
Creates a standard skeleton, and thus they would be immune to cold damage.
Okay. No damage. Still standing.
Okay, I got a question. Yeah. Is it just me, or for the other people who've played a lot of APs, is it always a Robobones somewhere at the beginning of the game?
Could be.
It seems quite common.
It's strangely familiar.
There wasn't in Hell's Rebels.
Yeah, there wasn't? Well. Okay, there's one in Rise of the Rune Lords, and there's one in Crimson Throne, if you find it.
Yep.
Unless your GM's a dick, and then you get a broken one, and when you throw the thing on the ground, it attacks you.
Oh, yeah, the one that came back. That was in Book 2, I believe, and that's a cursed item. And I'm not being a dick, because you guys don't know how to check for cursed items.
Well, spoilers! We just didn't. He just put it on before we identified it. I'm like, okay.
Now, we did try to identify it, and I did identify it as a robe of bones. I just didn't know high enough.
That was our previous characters.
Okay, backing up.
I want to really back into this campaign. Okay. Who just hit it or tried to with... Oh, yeah.
That was Meta.
So make a Nath's turn now.
If I try to strike while I don't have dark vision now, it is...
50% mischance.
Yep. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
However, hey, I got it right. Yay!
I have not lit it yet. All I did my whole turn last turn was retrieve it from his backpack.
I think that Nath is going to delay and...
Gonna wait till you can see it?
Yeah, until he can see.
Okay. Ronan?
Same attack as last time.
Which was...
With range, touch attack, disrupt undead.
Yeah, disrupt.
Yeah, this is a 22 to hit.
22 will hit touch.
3 points of damage.
And it's down!
Sweet.
Do not light the torch.
I'm aware.
That would be funny, though.
Okay, guys!
We look to the left, and all of a sudden there's like 30 cannibals there with javelins. We're all just like,
shit.
Put it out. So I can't. It's ever burning.
I would just throw it at him.
We do the noble thing. We all charge with our war faces.
Well, we all group back up on Jarwin, I think.
Yes, we are, Jarwin. Are we out of initiative?
For now.
That's what I'm asking.
Back into the forest.
Okay.
Let me ask you guys this. Who's got the poorest stealth?
Meta.
Meta.
Roll it.
Negative one. Calling it. Negative one.
Guidance. Hold on a minute. I don't know if I got that one prepared for today.
Can't do it for this anywho.
I do have guidance.
It'd be after the fact. Did you get negative? Damn it.
That would have been funny.
Zero is not technically a negative number.
Funny. What you got?
Six.
Oof. That's pretty rough.
Small oof.
That's pretty rough.
Is Meta the only one that does not have a positive stealth score?
Probably.
For those of you who weren't here, you know, Brent got that new aircraft metal blue Masonic die.
Yep.
And you know, he let me pick it up and look at it, and I was very happy. And I was showing it to Jensen, and right next to me, and she just grabbed it out of my hand. And Brent was like, "Well, you screwed it up now." And I was just like, "I'm sorry, it's not my fault."
Brent and I both at the exact same time go.
And Jen was just like, "What did I do?"
You touched it.
You touched like, the T20 from someone else.
My favorite one so far to date in those regards was when that individual at that certain place. At a con, grab Jason's dice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just reached out and grabbed both my D20s, and I was like, dude! What are you doing?
And he's like, he's zooming in on his little camera, and he goes, what?
Meta, did you have a six? Is that what I remember?
That would be correct.
Wow, you guys are so freaking lucky.
Well, there's a reason why we came at night through the jungle.
Yep.
And it would be better if they went after Meta than some of the others.
Yep.
I have a sneaking feeling it would be all of us none of us.
I did hear sneaking feeling.
What'd you say?
Sneaking feeling.
Yes, but Nath, if they were to go and swarm at Meta and not see you guys in the forest, you could all, well, half of you could get sneak attacks on them.
Carry on.
That's fair.
Okay, so the party will advance.
In the foresty area if possible.
Advancing towards V10 and 11.
Okay, and what they see at V10 and 11 is a ramshackle. Yes, that's two words. Shack, let's see, who's playing the dwarf? Oh, Artemis. Artemis has the dwarf fig today because reasons. He sees, you know what a bead curtain is? You know, it's got like, you know, ropes coming down, right? Okay, kind of like that, but instead of beads, it's seashells.
I really expected you to say bones.
No.
I did too.
No. It's kind of all these buildings around here have these bead curtains made out of seashells instead of beads. The rest of the structure is bamboo tied together, grass for the roof.
Tam is going to stealth up to the door and check it for traps.
Roll it.
It would have been great if it stayed on the 18. I got a 10.
No traps there?
You detect no traps. And that, again, is V10. Is that correct? Okay, copy that. All
right, I am then going to motion to Artemis. Tam is going to motion to Artemis because she knows that he is better at this sort of thing than she is and is going to try to assist him sneaking in, like help him part the curtains a bit and let him kind of go in and scout because he's quieter than she is.
Is there any light inside this ramshackled shack?
No.
This will be a problem.
Do you want us to create light out here and have it filter in?
I would rather have Jarwin throw that torch into the shack, and I will try to shoot something with my bow.
Jarwin.
Psst.
Yeah.
Jarwin.
What?
You need to light that torch and throw it through the curtain into the shack.
Okay. Jarwin's going to creep up there, light the torch under his cloak to try to muffle the light a little bit,
okay.
And just chuck it through the door.
And at which point it would be really obvious.
Yeah, and Tam is going to try to quietly have moved some of the beads, shell,
yeah,
curtain
like
aside.
I'm going to try to throw it through the gap.
It's a three-pronged attack.
And I've got my bow ready to shoot anyone that would be like, surprise, a light.
And just so it's said, because people will be like, well, you only have one hand. Sword in one hand, empty hand in the other, club is stowed.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay, so Tam, you are the closest to the structure, right?
Yes.
Okay. From where you are... You smell some foul-smelling mixtures.
Didn't we determine this was the outhouse last time we were here?
I don't know.
No.
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 Okay.
No, we didn't go in here last time.
Out of character, I think this is where the necromancer lives. Because looking at this, you have to go through the pen full of skeletons, and then to get to the only path that leads over here.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
You mean the former necromancer?
Give
now,
me a.
Is there anyone tam. in the shack?
Not that you can see right now. Give me a. What kind of knowledge have you got?
So I have dungeoneering, history, and local.
And maybe a local, really high local.
25.
Oh, that's high enough. Good job. You think maybe what you're smelling is quote unquote medicine? Maybe alchemical substances? You know, potions, maybe? That kind of thing.
Gotcha. She briefly considers mentioning this to someone to, and then just trying to burn the whole thing to the ground, but she would rather, she doesn't mention that because she would rather be able to loot this place.
Okay, so you want to proceed with your original plan?
Well, if we don't see anybody in V10? Because our original plan was basically to shoot anybody who showed up in V10.
Correct.
Okay.
You see no one in V10.
Yeah, then she would continue to hold the curtain aside and motion for Artemis.
I would want to go in before you because you have a bow.
You don't want to walk in front of me, mate. Let me go in. You come in behind me.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Because the concept is, like, right now our concept is if he can sneak in on somebody who's sleeping, he has the best chance of just janking them.
Okay.
I can't really roll a stealth because it's full of light. You said there was no one we saw in the room, right?
Correct.
So I will go in still with bow drawn just in case somebody pops up. And what do I see in the room?
Tam will follow.
What you see in V10, which is a 10 by 10 area, is somewhat of a workshop. There's one big bench, a bunch of jars, bottles, you know, mortar and pestle kind of thing. Gear you would see a typical alchemist use, you know, but very primitive.
I'll turn to Tam and go, hey, get Jawan and Meta in here. I think they can make some use out of this stuff.
Let's clear the other part of the building first.
Right. Good show. So I'll go ahead and start angling over towards that next little doorway.
The doorway, yeah.
Yep.
To V11.
Yep. And I'll kind of do a...
V10 is all lit up, right?
Yeah. Kind of a tactical entry into that with my bow leading.
30 foot with the... ever burning?
Yes.
Yes?
Kay. Yep. Normal light to 30 feet and then dim light to 20 feet after that.
Yeah. And Tam is going to follow, as I said, and trying to move quietly. Obviously can't stealth as far as not being seen, but
right.
Soft footsteps.
Arnie, give me a stealth.
That's a 17.
Mm-hmm. Copy that. Your next move? It's going to be open the door?
Oh, is it a doorway? I thought you said it was a doorway.
Well, it's a beaded curtain.
It's a beaded curtain.
Yeah. Very thick, yes.
Tam would help, again, try to help him do it quietly.
And I'm going to kind of... slice the pie.
You have your bow drawn?
Yep.
All right.
Ready to shoot anyone that I see that's not friendly.
Okay.
Or dressed as a cannibal.
All right.
Tim would whisper very softly in your ear, if you see them sleeping, stab them.
Okay.
Does a 19 hit your touch?
Ooh. Yeah, kinda.
I like my new dice, I think. Okay. Stuff happens.
I'm not so much. Not so much.
How about vampiric touch?
So she'd be right next to him?
Yep.
Yep. Be adjacent.
Yeah.
Unless she has a special that allows her to
it's
do
it. It's a wand.
Then she'd be adjacent.
I can't even remember what the hell it does, but she...
temporary...
She hits him.
It drains 1d6.
Yep.
Right?
Plus one every two caster levels. I think I'm remembering that, but I could be wrong.
Vampiric touch is a third level spell. Melee touch attack only 1d6 per two caster levels, so this would be 3d6 from a wand, unless it's a special wand, and you gain temp hit points equal to half the damage you deal.
I found her.
So there's 1d6 per two caster levels?
No, it's... Yes.
Okay, so it'd be 3d6?
No, 2d6.
2d6.
Unless it's a special wand.
Gotcha.
As long as I get to shoot her back in the face...
So you won't be down for this. You'll be fine.
Well, it kind of depends on where she's at.
Yeah.
Well, she better be within, you know, that little box of a room.
Yeah. Well, she has to be right next to you.
Right.
So it's just the question of, like, if she's literally right in front of you, it would depend on what kind of invisibility she was using.
Yeah.
If she's in around that hard corner, it's going to be a little more difficult.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that wasn't the best move, but she was half asleep. That's what she did. It's not a special wand by any sense stretch of the imagination, so What we decide? 3d6?
Yes.
Okay.
Also, where is she?
Now that you've got light, you can see.
We had light the whole time in this room.
Maybe that's why she woke up. Ah, there she is.
Oh, an actual fig. Nice. Oh, she's dead. Well, that was easy.
Just laying down.
Thanks for coming, guys.
She can't use vampiric touch from there.
She has to be in the doorway or adjacent to the doorway.
She has to be there or in the doorway, yep.
Right. She heard you guys coming. She's there.
Good enough.
Are you yelling at me or Mark?
Do I get a saving throw?
No. It's a touch.
Damn.
No save on it. Spell resistance?
Do you have SR?
No.
Oh, okay.
Rogue.
It's only 8 points. You can handle this.
Oh, and so then bad. She gets 4 temporary then.
Correct.
Do I get to shoot her back in the face?
I would say since the prize round is over, go on ahead.
Excellent. Twang.
Yeah, we weren't still in initiative, were we?
No.
I suspect we're about to be, though.
Yep.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Probably not going to hit her with a 10.
So close.
Did you count Bless with that?
Oh, 11.
Bless, is Bless still active?
Bless is still active for 4 minutes.
Okay.
All right.
40 rounds.
Well, we went out of initiative is why I asked. How long were we fumble farting getting over here was the question.
Not long.
Just like 3 rounds probably? Yeah,
3 or 4 rounds.
Yeah. We're moving fast because we know we need surprise.
What'd you have, Artemis?
11 total.
11. No. Sorry. So close.
If you use your dagger, there's also magic weapon on that.
Right. Okay. That was my attack. I'm going to go ahead and take a 5-foot step away from her, but into the room through the doorway.
Copy that. Yeah, door.
Wait, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, okay. I don't understand.
If she's one of those things, not
she's
both.
5 okay, foot in,
you're going to be right next to her. 10 foot in, you'll still be right next to her.
It's not a big room.
Yeah, you're right next to her.
Okay.
And I'm going to drop my bow and drop pull my dagger out.
Pull the dagger. Okay. Let's do initiative at this point, I guess.
Let's do that.
All right. All right. Meta. What you got?
Meta's initiative, 1-5, 15.
What's your mod?
Plus 2.
Copy that. Jarwin?
19.
Nath?
13.
Tim?
6.
Rona?
8.
Artemis?
18.
Tam with the consistency.
Nice.
Yep, feels bad.
I assume we're hearing ill will happening in that building.
Are you feeling okay?
Ow, my appendix, ow.
I feel like something's missing there.
Okay, I think I got it. Top of the round. Be Jarwin.
Jarwin is going to move in. He's going to move into the square where the ever-burning torch went.
Okay.
And then he's going to do his bardic performance on top of the torch.
Flaming
dance.
That will be my turn.
Artemis.
Well, since she is right there, and I am right there, I'm going to go ahead and pull my other dagger as I take a 5-foot step to be adjacent to her.
You're already adjacent to her.
You're right next to her, sir.
A different kind of adjacent now.
Exactly.
Okay. You want to move more into flanking?
Further adjacent.
There you go.
That's not flanking. There's a wall between us.
Unless he has the rogue talent.
That's fine, but I want to be behind her, so when people come through the door,
okay,
she'll have to, you know,
right.
Choose.
Yeah, you've got another 5-foot diagonal to do that, but you're working on it.
Right.
Gotcha.
So, I'm going to go ahead and attack her with 2 daggers. Thusly.
Dagger.
Can you quick draw a dagger?
Quick draw it last time?
Can pull it as part of a move action, right?
You had one already drawn.
I had one already out.
Which then, as a move action, you don't get attack with both. Because you no longer have a full round action.
Never mind then.
Well, give me the one, though.
That is a 14 to hit.
14 will.
Mark.
Hit.
14 to hit. I thought what I was talking about.
14 to hit?
Yeah. If you don't taste nylon, we don't hear you.
And you're going to take 9 points of damage. Oh, 10 points of damage with the plus 1 from the magic weapon.
Copy that. Okay. That would make it Meta's turn.
Meta double moves into the room.
And that's it.
Bold. Actually, Meta will stop in the doorway because she suspects someone else might want that spot.
Several people.
Several peoples.
It's all a matter of what this lady does.
Everybody wants to do that.
She teleports away. It's really convenient for us.
Wow.
The numbers advantage.
I really hope she does not have access to teleport. Otherwise, we're probably all about to die.
You're all screwed.
So do I.
It's going to get ugly real fast.
Fighting in this 2x3 room is not convenient.
She's going to drop, like, quicken fireball and fireball on herself.
Some of us have evasion. We might survive.
There's a wall in between you and her. You're fine.
Yeah, a wall in the grass hut. The quicken fireball gets rid of the hut. The regular fireball gets rid of us.
Yeah, I was about to say that, too.
No math is far enough away. You might survive.
And then the delayed fireball takes care of the rest.
Yeah.
The delayed fireball trap that Nath steps on in his next turn. Where'd Nath go?
Decisions.
Strangely enough, the snakes survive.
The snakes start feeding on his corpse.
They are magical.
His body shelters them from the blast.
No! It's like jumping on the grenade.
They go on to gain class levels and seek vengeance against her.
Who's closest?
That would be awesome.
I was going to say, I'm actually kind of game for this story. I don't know if anybody else is, but...
She kneels before Artemis and says, I'm sorry, please don't kill me.
Side quest, snake's revenge.
I think we should all just play Awakened okay. Snakes.
She casts.
Did you say she casts?
I did.
No, she has cats.
Actually, no, she has a monkey. Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
No,
I have a monkey.
People keep saying that to me, though.
How many people do you know that have monkeys?
Not many, but people keep saying that I want one for some reason.
You have that face. You have always wanted a monkey.
Will has the I need a monkey face.
You do kind of look like Ross Geller.
Marcel.
What's even better, just show up sometime with a random monkey.
It's just a standard action for this one, I think. Hang on, let me look.
Most spells are.
Is she casting defensively?
She can, I suppose.
Well, she doesn't have to.
She does have a pretty good concentration check. You want to give her a try?
I mean, I'm going to stab her if she starts waving her hands around and going, ooba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da, in some kind of mystical language that I don't know.
Okay, I think that's fair.
Unless she defensively casts.
Yep, that's what we're getting at.
Welcome to the conversation, Will.
At which point she might lose the spell entirely.
Good morning. I'm just saying that.
It's 5e Will here, guys.
No.
Well, I mean,
it's okay,
show.
It's okay, Will. I heard exactly what was happening.
It's okay, Will. You tried.
I just, Britt doesn't seem to care about it, though. He seems to think he's
pretty confident, all right.
Yeah.
Hey, he has temporary hit points right now. She can take it.
Not anymore, she doesn't. I just hit it.
I know.
These are all gone.
Or are they? What if she had more already?
The target.
I know.
The target will be Artemis. And the spell is Hideous Laughter.
I don't find that funny at all.
I bet you don't.
Let's see what happens, though.
Yeah. How's this shit work?
Well, he hits you, so he gets to do damage. And then you have to make a concentration check equal to 10, plus the level of the spell, plus the damage he deals.
But wait a minute, what if I cast defensively, like we were talking about?
Then you would have DC 15 plus twice the level.
And okay. You probably should have, you know, waited to make that decision before he said he hit you.
Yeah, but would I include my concentration check in that?
That is what your concentration check is for.
That's what I want to do. So if he's going to, I'm going to cast defensively.
Yeah, then that's it.
Okay.
So you roll, and you add your concentration. You have to be 15 plus double spell level.
That's a level 2 spell?
So that would make it a DC 19.
Okay, and let me see. So close. Missed it by 1.
Then you don't provoke, but you also don't cast a spell, and you lose that spell.
Does he get an attack?
No.
Okay.
No.
Hey, thanks for clearing that up for me, fellas. I appreciate it.
Actually, I think the way the mechanic works is that you tried to avoid and concentrate, and I was going ahead to attack you. You were able to move, but in doing so, you lost your concentration, and so the spell goes...
You scared me.
Exactly.
Right.
Because I went...
Okay.
It was the door fit.
Well, in that case, that was a standard, right? So she does have a move?
Yes.
Okay. So she's going to take 5 foot back toward the corner, because she's scared. Oh, not in the wall. Yeah. But close.
Okay. She should be scared.
She's a maze demon.
That would make it Nath's turn.
Nath is going to have to double dash.
It's not a thing.
Still not a thing, 5e, Will.
Hey, it's not a thing in 5e either.
Yeah, I know. Dash is a double move. You're just confusing everybody, and you should feel bad.
Hey,
take your fucking turn, bro.
Cut it out.
He's going to get just inside the second doorway. with his double move.
Okay.
And
it's looking kind of ugly for my witch.
Can I do that defensively?
No.
No. All right. Well, then I will be.
No, because you chose to dash.
I can't defensively dash.
No.
No.
Then I'll just be in snake stance, and that'll be my turn.
I was just still giving you shit about using poor terminology for this game.
I'm sorry, what is it called in Pathfinder?
Double move.
Okay.
We're just fucking with you, bro.
See, dash is actually a more effective term.
It really is.
It really is.
I disagree.
Just messing with you. Okay, so that would make it the froggy's turn.
Ronan.
Is Ronan capable of doing anything since we're inside now?
Froggy one court and he did button. Froggy one court and he did button.
I don't think Ronan's ever been within 30 feet of something.
What?
That's not true. He got within 30 feet of Sasha and Jarwin.
Covers the exit.
Ronan is going to take a look and see if anyone or anything else is coming.
Okay.
Sasha and Jarwin.
<Ba-da-bum>.
Don't worry, I have saving finale.
Yes.
Do I see anything else coming?
You're welcome.
Any other bad guys approaching?
In the dense foliage.
I might be able to hear them, if anything else.
Like Sasha and Jarwin?
Nothing.
Good. All right.
Nope, not a freaking thing. So a single move, and that's it? Okay.
It's all I got.
So that would make it Tam's turn.
That was not Tam.
Tam and Meta are one.
I realized that as soon as I was setting it down. Okay, so Tam moves into the room, standing next to Artemis, has her sword out, and...
In her face.
Goes to stabity this lady.
All right, mage armor gives you what?
+4.
Okay, that's what I thought, just want to make sure.
Well, I rolled real poor. Great on the damage, real poor on the die. 10.
No. So sorry.
So this woman cast mage armor too?
She did that before you guys got there, actually.
Gotcha. When did she hear us?
When you were making a ruckus with the skeletons.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's what I figured.
Yeah, gotta figure some collateral.
Kind of, but, you know, she's 30 feet away asleep in a walled building.
Yeah.
It's like a -20 to her perception check.
Yeah, something like that. She's still alive this round, so we're at the top of round, what, 2? Jarwin.
Jarwin's going to pick up the torch, end his performance, and put the club somewhere else and pull out the dagger, and so that'll be a full round.
Yeah. Where are you going to put it? I want to know for the record.
I'm just going to drop the club.
Okay. Okay, Artemis?
All right, let me peruse the situation. All right. I'll take a 5-foot step over the pallet there, and I will try to stab her.
Okay, stab away.
Twice. All right, on my first attack, I would get a 15, and on my second attack... Oh, I'm sorry, it would be a 16 on that one.
Oof.
And on my second attack, it would be a 3rd.
Swish, swish. Miss, miss. So sorry.
Damn.
That was bless and magic weapon on the dagger.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I forgot about Bardzong.
Well, that would be a 17 then.
The 17 will hit. I'll give it to you this time.
So
stabber.
That is 9 points of damage.
9 points.
10. Thank you.
10 points.
Yes. Oh, actually, it's 11 because I have Bardzong and the magic weapon.
Do I hear 12?
No. Nope.
Yes, 12.
Just 11.
12? 12? 12?
15.
Yeah. I'll go 17.
Just 11.
19, but that's my last offer.
It's a bidding war now.
31.
Sounds like... Jeez. Down.
Hey! I do that quietly, though.
31 damage is really useful.
Yeah. That was pretty impressive. Went from, like, nothing to holy shit.
That was only 2 rounds, but I'm worn out, man.
We have 2 blenders on our team, so...
Slices it, dices it, even circumcises.
Living Cuisinarts.
None of us even got sneak attack in on this lady.
Black pecker, pecker, pecker.
That's right.
Wow.
You were about to, though, because I was going to do a flurry of blows, and all 3 were going to be stunning strikes. One of them was going to land.
I was just going to...
Law of averages.
Yep.
Yeah. One of them was going to land, and she was going to fail.
Yep. Candles sparkle on her. That way she couldn't go invisible.
Sparkles.
Jinx.
You want to call it quits for the night?
I think I'm done. What do you guys think?
I think Will's supposed to leave like 20 minutes ago.
I think we'll find out next time on Shield Bash.
Hey, be kind, rewind. Give us a good rating if you like what you hear. Even if you don't, you know, come on.
Lifer.
Come on.
So long.
Come on.
Peace out.
Shield Bash is made in association with the Knights of the Octagon and Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us online at Farmageddon137.com, on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, and on YouTube at Shield Bash. Music by Lee Rosevere. Serpent Skull and Pathfinder are the property of Paizo Publishing Incorporated. Leave a comment on iTunes for a chance to hear us read it out on the podcast. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.